says, "Dear Freak Show, I knew this day would come. I knew it was going to be very hard, but it has become overwhelming, and I don't know how I can do this by myself. My husband will not be there for the birth of our first child, and it is destroying me. This is a decision that we both made. He works as a contractor overseas. He's on an assignment, which will have him in the Middle East until late January. He could have come home and been with me, but we decided for financial reasons to have him fulfill his contract. Once he comes back, he will have a nice long paternity leave. He will be home for months. But it's so tough. Yes, I have a great support system of family and friends. They have helped me immensely. Still, when all the appointments are done and the errands have been run, I'm home alone. I'm due around Thanksgiving time, and knowing he won't be there is heartbreaking. We decided this together, and I'm not letting him know of all my feelings because I don't want to burden him while he's out working in a dangerous environment. However, I am slowly losing it. Help me."
You know, I mean, obviously, yes, you've said many times that you made the decision together. But haven't we all made decisions that we regret?
Absolutely.
Even in the middle of them, you're like, wow, this was a really stupid decision, whether it's going on a road trip or
working with you.
Damn it. But maybe they can reverse it. I would absolutely talk to your husband.
I don't know if they can reverse it. And this is interesting because, like, I remember during the NBA bubble, there was a basketball player who was missing the birth of his first child. Mm. And granted, this guy is making, you know, millions and millions of dollars a year. So that was kind of like the caveat. But still, people were just like bashing him. And then he even had to come out and say, "Listen, this is a decision that my wife and I made together. Right. So this kind of sounds, this is actually exactly the same situation.
You know why people are so appalled by hearing somebody say that is because if it's your first child and you've never experienced that before and witnessing it, a lot of people would never take that experience away.
Right. And to do it for financial reasons.
And it sounds really selfish. And maybe on the other hand, too, you don't know what you're missing because you haven't experienced it. So it's not as heartbreaking for the man. But let me tell you, it's very difficult as a woman to go through that and not have your husband there.
Good morning, Julie from Tampa. How are you doing, boo?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic. So you heard the confession. Does this sound like something or someone you know?
Yes. I had friends who, you know, they were like maybe having issues with the baby's father. And, you know, when girls get mad at that moment, you don't want to hear about
them.
Never
want to see
anything.
You again. Mm-hmm.
But to me, that is something like very once in a lifetime. You know, my parents, for example, like they only had me. So they weren't able to have any more kids. So God forbid, you know, she can't have more kids or anything. And then he never experienced that. Mm. Because, you know, being there for the baby or being with the baby, that's, you know, it's the same. But experiencing like her having birth and all that, that's like a once in a lifetime. Like, money comes and goes.
Right.
Like that, it comes, it can be one time, it can be a couple of more times, but you never know.
That's true. Julie, thank you so much for sharing. We appreciate you. All the way from Lakeland, we have Gene on the line. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, guys.
Okay.
Hey.
So, Gene, you have three kids?
Yeah, I got three kids.
And you missed how many births?
Only one.
Only
I
one?
Mean, none. I'm sorry. None.
None?
Oops.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't miss none of them, but the second child, I got fired from my job.
You got fired from your job because you had to be there at the hospital?
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I was raised without my father, so I was not going to do the same thing with my children. I want to be there since day one. So, you know, life is life, and I'm not going to miss the first day of the life of one of my children.
So do you regret losing that job to be there for that moment?
No. I'm happy because after that, I came here to Florida.
Oh, okay.
Puerto Rico.
Oh, okay.
Good for you. Hey.
Well, that's what's up, Gene. All's well that ends well, man. Aww. Thank you for hitting us up, bro. We appreciate you.
I love you guys. Have a good morning.
Much love, fam. I love that. Straight from the island.
We got a lot of texts in. This one says, my husband was there, and honestly, I would have been just fine without him. He didn't help me that much anyway.
But, I mean, you say that now. You say that because he was here, but had he have not been there.
Yeah, you would have preferred him.
Yeah.
Maybe he was really bad, or like he passed out. Here's another text out of the 863. I was flown to Orlando. When I got there, they discovered I needed an emergency C-section 9 weeks before my due date. My husband was on his way driving, but didn't make it in time. I was terrified. It was definitely the hardest thing I've ever been through.
We got a text out the 813. It says, my father missed my birth, January 23rd, 1988, because the night prior, he was watching the Mike Tyson fight, and he was laid out when my mom was giving birth right after midnight.
Oh, and laid out, you mean passed out.
Yeah, he was passed out. Oh, my goodness.
That's kind of a
mess. Is there any excuse that Anthony could have, like a work-related thing? Like, yo, baby, I got to get this bag. I know. Because remember, in the email, he's not going to be there, but then he has months and months of paternity leave to kind of make up for it.
And that definitely helps. But no, you need to be there for that. And also the thing about the money is you can always make more money. I would definitely take a pay cut personally just to make sure that my husband was there with me in the hospital because I've done it before.
You know what? You can always make more money, but at the same time, like a really good job, mm-hmm. a career, it was definitely enough money that they both collectively decided, like, you know what? Maybe it's not worth it to miss out on the bag.
Maybe.
Because now you're thinking about college. Now you're thinking about all these, you know, recurring medical expenses with having a newborn.
Yeah. We got another text in. It's unfortunate, however, it happens. My father was deployed when I was born. My mom had grandparents by her side. It doesn't mean he didn't want to be there. It just means he wasn't.
Right.
So and this a lot of people go through it.
In this case, it definitely doesn't sound like it's he doesn't want to be there situation.
Yeah. He'll be home for an extended period of time. And then he'll really, because he's going to see the crying and the waking up every hour, 2 hours, and the midnight feedings and all that. So it's kind of like a little bit of payback.
And man, I know they said that he's a contractor, but we have so many people, like so many military wives and husbands. And man, that's one of those things you really have to salute them because the sacrifices that they make, more than just like putting your life on the line and things like that,
that
in itself is monumental. But like missing out on things like childbirth and graduations and baseball games and things like that. Man, you got to salute
Dobby,
them.
So when are you going to have a baby?
Man, I ain't having a baby. I'm still trying to learn the new ABCs,
man. Okay, all right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.